USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're trying to heal, and they're trying to divide.
That's the Republican Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, responding to comments 2020 Democratic candidates made in which they criticized President Trump's visit to El Paso as well as Dayton yesterday in the wake of mass shootings in both of those cities.
This guy doesn't have one racist bone in his body. He loves everybody. We walk into a venue, you come in the back way for security, through the kitchen, he shakes every hand. It doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter who you vote for, he loves everybody. And this is just a spurless attack on this president.
He spoke on Fox News. Democrat Beto O'Rourke yesterday declared that he thinks the president's a white supremacist. ICE agents arresting around 680 suspected illegal immigrants at six work sites in Mississippi yesterday. It's called the biggest single-state immigration raid ever. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pizza Hut closing as many as 500 restaurants over the next 2 years. The company planning to focus more on delivery and carryout. There are just under 7,500 Pizza Huts across the country, and most of them are dine-in operations as of now. Calls for gun control continuing on the campaign trail as Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, have been making it a common theme in recent days since the shootings in Dayton and El Paso.
In this country, the overwhelming majority of Americans know that we need to make some sensible changes, and they know what those changes are. But right now, Congress, the Republicans, are held by the throat by the NRA.
That's Warren speaking at a town hall in Iowa yesterday evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
Fitness brands SoulCycle and Equinox trying to distance themselves from Stephen Ross, the chair of a company that owns both of them. That's because of a planned re-election fundraiser that Ross is holding for President Trump tomorrow. The news of the fundraiser drawing calls for a boycott of those brands, including by celebrity customers from Chrissy Teigen to Billy Eichner, the two companies issuing a joint statement saying they in no way endorse the fundraiser, calling Ross a passive investor who's not involved in the management of either of those brands. The parent company of Sears announcing it's closing 25 more Sears and Kmart locations by October. Transform Company issuing a statement saying that 20 Sears and 5 Kmarts face a number of challenges, are facing a number of challenges, trying to return to profitability in a weak retail environment. Sears is still trying to emerge from bankruptcy by transforming itself into a smaller boutique style chain. The company says liquidation sales will begin on or about August 15th. It says Sears Auto Centers at the locations would close by the end of this month. And free agent Colin Kaepernick says he still wants an opportunity to play NFL football. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.